The World Summit on Sustainable Development got underway today in Johannesburg, South Africa. Delegates were treated to a theatrical opening show last night and were greeted by South African President Thabo Mbeki. The real work begins today as representatives from more than 100 nations try to agree on strategies to help the developing world create strong economies without harming the environment. Joining me now from Johannesburg is NPR's Richard Harris. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Renee.
This meeting is the 10-year follow-up from the Earth Summit in Rio. How is it different?
Rio had some real concrete products that came out of it, including a couple of treaties. There was a climate treaty and there was a biodiversity treaty. The climate treaty led ultimately to the Kyoto Protocol, which has essentially stalled because the United States is not a party to the climate talks. The biodiversity treaty is enforced, but nobody's really doing anything with it. So what we saw out of Rio were big promises, but follow-up that really hasn't materialized.
Tell us about then this meeting. What is the scene like there in Johannesburg today?
Well, the meeting is spread all around town, and I certainly haven't been to every corner of it yet. But I can tell you there are police everywhere you look. They've hired about 10,000 extra policemen for this. The meeting also sort of is like a big onion, I'm beginning to realize. On the one layer, big public venues for public activities. Then when you peel that back, more of the activity is centered at a convention center, which feels a lot like an American suburb, actually, next to a shopping mall and so on. And here's where all the big speeches, the plenaries and so on will be. In addition to that, in the meeting rooms throughout here will be, the meeting will sort of feel like an academic meeting. I'm beginning to get the feeling. The focus will be on a lot of individual topics. And then, of course, behind the scenes, where no one can really see what's going on, we'll be negotiating on the text of the official proclamations that are supposed to be the result of this meeting.
Well, let's talk about the issues. Give us a rundown, please, of the top issues being discussed at this summit.
Well, one of the problems with sustainable development is it means everything and anything. So the summit organizers have tried to focus a little bit on a few really hot topics, one of them being fresh water. There's a need for fresh water by about a billion people in the world. Sanitation goes along with that. About 2 billion people lack adequate sanitation. So there's a lot of discussion about that. Surprisingly enough, AIDS is also a very big issue here, surprisingly because it was completely absent from the Rio conference. And you don't necessarily think of AIDS as a development issue. But when you realize what's happening to the populations in places like Africa, you realize how big an impact it's having. Also, renewable energy and biodiversity are on the agenda.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is leading the U.S. delegation. Other countries are sending presidents and prime ministers. Where is the United States in all of this, with not sending the highest possible person to this summit?
The United States is already getting a bit of criticism for not sending the president because it is, as much of anything, a symbolic meeting, and the symbolism is strong from countries like England and Japan and China, even sending top government officials. And So there's, I expect in the coming week and a half, we will hear a fair amount about, you know, where is the United States. But it is also the case that the State Department delegation is very active here behind the scenes. The organizers say they are pleased with what the U.S. is doing here on a more functional basis. And the U.S. position is really trying to do a number of things, focusing on getting improvements in world governments and reducing corruption, because they see that as an important path to development. There's also a great deal of interest we've been hearing in development measures that involve businesses and other organizations other than the traditional government-to-government relationships, such as the treaties that were negotiated in Rio. So the U.S. Is clearly here and is clearly not here with its president.
Richard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris in Johannesburg, South Africa.